ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयन्मुदीरये नष्टप्रायेषु भद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवतीरुत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकीम्। Continue our reading from 4th canto, Srimad Bhagavatam, 4th canto, chapter 25. Chapter entitles The Characteristics of King Puranjana, text number 7. Narado Vacha, Bho Bho Prajapate Rajan, Pashun Pashyat त्यत्पात्परे पशु पश्यत्यत्यागरे संज्ञापितान् जीवा संघान् संज्ञापितान् जीवा संघान् निगृणेता सहस्रसा। नारद उवाच भो भो प्रजापते राजन् पशुन् पशुन् पश्य त्वध्यात् परे पशु पश्यान्त्वयाद्वरे संज्ञापितान् जीवा संघान् संज्ञापितान् जीवा संघान् निगृणेन सहस्रशा निगृणेन सहस्रशा। नारद उवाच भो भो प्रजापते राजन् पशुन् पशुन् पश्य त्वयाद्वरे संज्ञापितान् जीव संघान् निगृणेन सहस्रशा। Narada Vacha. The great sage Narada replied, Bho Bho, hello, Prajapate, O ruler of the citizens, Rajan, O king, Pashun, animals, Pashya, please see. Tvaya, by you, Advare, in the sacrifice, Samgyapitan, killed, Jiva Sanghan, groups of animals, Nigrinena, without pity, Sahasrasa, in thousands. Translation of Prabhupada Jivani Srila Prabhupada Srila Prabhupada Ki. Translation. The great sage Narada said, O ruler of the citizen, my dear king, please see in the sky those animals which you have sacrificed without compassion and without mercy in the sacrificial arena. Translation responsibly. Great sage Narada said, O ruler of the citizens,
my dear king,
please see in the sky those animals which you have sacrificed
without compassion
and without mercy
in the fire, in the sacrificial arena.
Purport. Because the animal sacrifices recommended in the Vedas, there are animal sacrifices in almost all religious rituals. However, one should not be satisfied simply by killing animals according to the directions of the scriptures. One should transcend the ritualistic ceremonies and try to understand the actual truth, the purpose of life. Narad Muni wanted to instruct the king about the real purpose of his life and invoke the spirit of renunciation in his heart. Knowledge and the spirit of the renunciation, Jnana Vairagya, are the ultimate goal of life. Without knowledge, one cannot become detached from the material enjoyment. And without being detached from the material enjoyment, one cannot make spiritual advancement. Karmis are generally engaged in the sense gratification. And for their end, they are prepared to commit so many sinful activities. Animal sacrifice is but one such sinful activity. Consequently, by the mystic power of Narada Muni, so King Prachinavarsha, the dead animals which he had sacrificed. Om Ajnana Tindrantasya Jnananjana Salakaya चक्षुर्मीलितन्येन तस्मै श्रीगुरुवे नमः श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपकदामयं ददाति स्वपदन्तिकं वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरु श्रीयुतापदकमलं श्रीगुरुर्वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं सार्धजातं सहगणा रघुनाथं वितं तं सुजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनासहितं श्रीकृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधाकृष्णपादां सहगणललितां श्रीविशाखाम्बितांश्च हे कृष्णकरुणासिन्धु दीनबन्धु जगत्पते गोपीशगोपिकाकान्त राधाकान्त नमस्तुते तप्तकाञ्चनगौराङ्गी राधे वृन्दावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये वाञ्छाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्येव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासदि गौरभक्तवृन्द हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण So, we continue our discussion. So here, we are continuing to hear the lineage of Maharaj Dhruva, Maharaj Prithu Maharaj. And in the line of Maharaj Dhruva, Maharaj Prithu, we have a king, by the name Prachinivarishat. And he has 10 sons. What are the names of the 10 sons? Prachetas. Prachetas have been ordered by his father, Prachinivarsha, to go and do an austerity. So they followed the instruction of father and went to Bindusarova to perform an austerity. The being merciful, Lord Shiva has come and given him the Rudra Gitas to chant and perform tapasya, I mean austerity. So these princesses are now at the Vidhu Sarovar performing their austerity, following the instruction of Lord Shiva. Meanwhile, what happens is Narad Muni, who is the spiritual master of Dhruva Maharaj in being compassionate to Prachanivarsha, he comes to his kingdom. Prachanivarsha is very highly inclined in a ritualistic activity called Karmakanda. Karmakanda is the activities that are performed. It's a pious activity following the rules and regulations of the scriptures, Vedas, and perform a pious activities. As Prabhupada mentions in the purport, that there are some activities mentioned in the Vedas that the animals can be sacrificed in the on those ritualistic activities. Purely in the next purport, in the next verse, Srila Prabhupada mentions that these animals who are being sacrificed, they are what is mentioned? So basically, these sacrifices are performed by a priest for multiple reasons. One reason is that the chanting of those mantras are tested. By this sacrifice, the animal who's being sacrificed gets a better life. In fact, Prabhupada mentioned it gets the human life, promoted the human life. And so the Prachanivarsha being attached to his karmakandic activities is performing so many animals, which is unnecessary killing. Therefore, Narada Muni says, even by his mystic power, he was able to actually bring those animals into his vision through his mystic power to show them, look, the animals you have killed, they are waiting for you. So, the next couple of verses actually just goes more details in discussion of animal or meat eating or killing animals, which is here Narada Muni would start instructing, and it's not necessary, it's not it's the act of cruelty in human life. Narada Muni will continue with his narration of discussing about the allegorical story of King Puranjan to Prachanivarsha. That's what we'll study in the future chapter. So today we will just see what is the reference, what actually the Shastra also condemns, where does the Shastra condemns that meat eating is not necessary. Modern days I was just looking at the statistic. It's mind-blowing the number of animals killed worldwide. It's just mind-blowing. Let's first look at some of the. In Prabhupada makes some points in the next purport as well. He quotes the very famous the law book of Manu Samhita or Manu Smriti. We know Manu Smriti is, as we know, that there are 12 Mahajans who are authorized or authority on the Veda or the Dharma or religious principles. So one of them is Manu. So Manu gives a a law for every mankind to abide by. That's why we are known as Manushya, or we belonging to the lineage of Manu. Manu is the very first being, Manu and Shatrupa. So we come in that line. So he gives a guideline for a human being to abide by. So that's why. So in this law book or the Manusmriti, chapter 5, text 55, he says that that creature whose flesh I am eating here now, eating here, and now will consume me in next life. Next life, that whatever we are, if we kill, the next life that animal will kill you. That's corporate. In same reference, Narada Muni, in Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 11, Chapter 5, verse number 14, also gives very similar description. He mentions those sinful persons who are ignorant of actual religious principles, yet consider themselves to be completely pious, without regret commit violence against innocent animals who are fully trusted in them. In their next life, such sinful person will be eaten by the same creatures they have killed in this world. That's pretty heavy. This is in Srimad Bhagavatam. Now, another reference in the Manush Samhita, it says, Yavati Pasuromani Tattva Kritohi Maranam Vitritya Pasukna Pratito Pretya Janmani Janmani. As many hair as the slain beast has, so often indeed will be he killed it without a law. Reason suffer a violent death in the future, which means that as many hair is in the animal's body, you will have to take birth again. It's pretty heavy, isn't it? So now, there's a common notion that, okay, I did not kill. People will say, I eat non-veg, but I did not kill. Am I part of the game? Same reference, Manusmita again. He says, there are 8 people he calls a ghatakas. Ghataka means murder. In Sanskrit, ghataka means murder. There are 8 different people who take part in this. Anumanta, one who gives or sanctions. That's also considered the killer, murderer. Anumanta Bishishtata, one who cuts the flesh into pieces. One who cuts. Nihanta, the killer, actual killer. Kraya, buyer. Bikraya, seller. Samskarta, one who cooks. Upaharta, who serves. And Khadaka, one who eats. Pretty heavy. We think we not part of it. No. Everybody, for example, if a group of people
goes to the bank and steals the gold or whatever, the wealth, the money, and then goes and distributes. So in the law of, just even the law of common government law, the whoever sanctioned that activity, whoever actually performed the activity, whoever transports the activity, that crime, whoever sells and buys that product, they all are part of the crime, isn't it? Similarly, our scriptures, and the scriptures also say, yes, not we are not just ourselves. There are so many, everybody else is part of this act. And in the first canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, Maharaj Parikshit is he's going out and checking in his kingdom. He meets a personified Kali. Right? Kali is the personification of the sins or the. So when Maharaj Parikshit encounters he sees that this sinful person has actually has beaten up a bull, which has only three legs. He's almost broken the bulls. And Maharaj Parikshit says, "Why have you done this sinful activity?" And then Maharaj Parikshit was just about to kill this personality. Then at that time, this person actually says, "This is my era. I am the personification of Kali. I need some place to live." So where does Maharaj Parikshit ask the Kali to live? For five places. He gave him five. Gold, yes. Casino, gambling. Slaughterhouse. Where the prostitution or illicit sex takes place. And?
Intoxication.
Five places. Actually, he said first four places. The meat eating, the slaughterhouse or meat eating area, or illicit sex, gambling, and intoxication. These four places you can go and reside there. Because the king was so pious at the time, these sinful activities didn't exist. He said, "Where can I live while you're here, during your reign?" And he said, "Okay, you can go and live in the place would be a gold. Wherever there is gold is kept, and you stay there." So like that, the Maharaj Parikshit and or the Kali or the sinful activities in these places like gambling, slaughterhouse, illicit sex, wherever there is, and the intoxication, and where there is a lot of gold and opulence, there's the sinful activities takes place. So we see in the teachings of most prominent religion, they don't also support these activities of killing animals, poor animals. In the Bible, one of the Ten Commandments, I think it says, "Thou shalt not kill." I think their interpretation is, "Thou shalt not kill." That only goes to the level of human. Yeah, but as we understand from the deeper from scriptures and everything, that it's not just only the humans. All living entities got a soul. That includes animals, bird, beast, all those animals, and even the plants and trees have a soul. So it's everybody. We should not kill. Now,
Science also has done a fair extensive study whether we as a human require to have a meat, you know, for our existence. Which actually science also has proven that our existing does not require any the diet of non-veg items does not require. Some of the things they have done is compare the carnivores who eat, who consume a non-veg, and herbivores, which are the animals which eat live in the plants, like cows, cows, horse, elephant. They all live in grass. They survive in the grass. Carnivores, which they only eat flesh, and the humans. So, like our system, our teeth, or even you open your mouth, those who consume a flesh has got a bigger, wider mouth. Yes, and even that their teeth is just designed to grab. Their sharp tooth, you know, four front teeth are sharp, whereas our teeth, our mouth has got a little opening, and the teeth are blunt. It's not as sharp as they, and then they're flat. It's more for chewing. If you compare our chewing process and the chewing of the herbivores, like a cows and horse, they chew. We chew a lot of food. But those animals who consume flesh, like a tiger or a crocodile, what do? Just glug. They swallow. When they swallow, even the test is done that our acidic or digestive system, it's not really designed for a non-veg or meat items. Whereas if we see the colons of those animals, they are 3 to 6 times length of their body part. But ours, intestines, is 10 or 12 times in length. Which means it takes longer for our meat to pass through. And like that, their nails, everything that's sharp, they are, and ours are pretty much flat, we can't do much. So they all, even the body, if you look at the study, the body of the animal who eats meat and us, it's different. It's not really a design. And of course, consuming meat has got issues like health issues. According to the Journal American Medical Association, 1961, it says that 90 to 97% of heart disease can be prevented by just a vegetarian diet in the world. 90 to 97%. As one of the main cause of cancer is also it's by consuming meat that causes the cancer. Cooked meat and fish contains a carcinogen. What is it called?
Carcinogen.
Which sometimes attacks the cells in the DNA that just destroys it. So it's again, you know, causing a problem. Now, another factor. If you look at it in the environmental damage it causes, the consumption of meat, it's got a drastic phenomenal scale. It has, you know, damage. Water use. To produce a kilo of grain, it requires only 25 liters of water. There have been studies, and this is according to the, this was published in the Guardian newspaper, the 2018 in May. And they have done thorough study through the different statistics. So grain, it takes only 25 kilos to produce a kilo of grain. Fruit and vegetables, it's about 322 liters per kg. Vegetables were 322 liter. Fruit, 962 liter per kg. To produce a chicken is 4,325 liter per kg. Produce 1 kg of meat of chicken. Pork is 5,988 liters per kg. Sheep meat is 8,761 liter. And guess what? Beef. 15,415 liter is required to produce 1 kilo of beef. That's water consumption in the world. That's drastic. That's a... So the cow, the life of cow, from, you know, from birth till it's been slaughtered, that is, it has to drink water, it has to feed grains. Grain, as we saw, grain also requires water. There's a large amount of grain is fed throughout the life of that cow, and then all that calculation, it comes to 15,000, over 15,000 liters of water just to create 1 kilo of meat. That's a drastic. Now, the production is gone such a mass scale in this, you know, like a warehouse, a big mass scale, where like a cows or chicken are kept in a very confined space, and they're fed a very high protein diet. Usually, a maximum the chicken can grow is, if you leave it in a nature's left, it can only have 2.5 pounds that can grow to the max level. Now, all this artificial feeding, now this confinement, this way, there's no exercise, there's just feeding all kinds of hormones and different things, it can grow up to 6.2 kilo mash, a chicken. On that, because it's designed, the whole slaughterhouse is designed to produce in mass scale. So one, it's naturally, it will be only 2 kilo pounds, but it can grow up to 6.2 with these artificial means. What up? As for the land use, 80% of the crop land, agricultural land, is used to create grains products for feeding the animals. As for the studies, as for the Food and Agriculture Association of USA, it says 80% of the land is used to grow this grains and feed for these meat animals. According to the Vegetarian Times in America, half of the annual destruction of tropical rainforest is caused by clearing land for a beef cattle. Each pound of hamburger made of made from Central America or South America costs about 55 square feet of rainforest. So more every day, what's happening? rainforest is being destroyed because of this whole industry of meat consumption. Hmm. 1 acre of land can produce 40,000 pounds of potato. 1 acre of land. It only if it's just the beef is 250 pounds on that same land. Same. So imagine you're getting 40,000 kilo of grains and potatoes and vegetables. How many people can we feed? Big number. In 1 acre. But he only produces 250 pounds of beef. 100 million people could be adequately fed using a land feed if America only reduces their intake of meat just by 10%. Just that's one country. So if combined worldwide, if we to reduce by 10%, imagine how many millions of people with, you know, that the hunger and the hungry people, they can be fed. Now, very sad statistics. How many animals killed per hour? 660,000 animals killed per hour in the worldwide. That is every day 150 million animals killed every day. That's a big number.
How many did that?
150 million animals worldwide per day. That includes cattle, sheep, chickens, just name the goats, you know. So combined, worldwide, every day is killed 150. That's a drastic. 56 billion animals killed every year for food consumption. Sad. So, what do we do? It's a crisis. Huh? And there's been so much of hype, so much of propaganda that we need to eat meat in order to get protein. Meat is required. That's what we've been, you know, told in the classes and the, you know. So we, as for the body, it's not required. It's not that okay. Protein is only we can get it through meat products, then those animals who are living in the herbs, like the grains and the like horse, elephant, cows, they're equally healthy on the plant-based diets. It's equally strong. So we don't require that. We have so many famous vegetarians who actually lived the whole life vegetarian, and they're perfectly fine, they're intelligent, they became the leaders in many areas, like Albert Einstein, he was vegetarian, Isaac Newton, he was vegetarian, Plato?
So was Adolf Hitler.
Yes, Adolf Hitler also was. So, Socrates, Mahatma Gandhi, Leonardo da Vinci, name it, we have, you know, like Narendra Modi, our Prime Minister, current Prime Minister, he's a vegetarian. They're equally functioning well, they're going well. Look at the cost of you know, consuming the non-veg diet. It's huge. For the taste, for a little bit, but the cost is enormous on us, to the people in general, the population of the world. We go and cry our climate, we have so much problem issues. This consuming of meatless diet can reduce this climate issue we're going through greatly.
So if we allow these animals to live and they reproduce, they eat vegetarian and they're going to need more space. What's going to happen to these animals?
These animals are as I said, I mentioned, they are a production factory. They just grow and they just, and artificially they insert they impregnate them. They're not, they're not naturally growing. The numbers is not naturally growing bigger. They are calculatedly, and they are impregnated through the artificial means to grow the number. So, if we leave the animals, it's like if you go to the forest of Africa, they're living okay. They're not outgrowing. They're not the. That's the law of nature. Yeah.
I've had this conversation with vegans, and vegans would be against vegetarians who eat, consume milk.
Mm-hmm.
And also people with this climate change mentality and such think that we shouldn't have cows because they release methane. It's always a wall you come across.
Yes, they will, yeah, I agree. But nature has got a sufficient way of dealing those little things that we may make it real big. Cows lived for thousands of years. In Krishna's time, there were hundreds and thousands of cows lived there. And the world hasn't caused any difficulties, any problem.
And it won't.
It won't. It won't. It won't. It won't. So keep it very simple. Huh? Lord Krishna gives us a very, simple but very powerful. And he describes three kinds of food, right? Mode of food and mode of goodness, food and mode of passion, and food and mode of ignorance. Huh? What are the foods of some of the foods and a mode of goodness, Krishna?
Foods that are. What are some examples?
Food and mode of goodness increase the duration of life.
They purify our existence.
They're
wholesome,
yes.
Fatty, and pleasing to the
heart. Yes. Food, those who are in the mode of goodness, increase the duration of life, purify one's existence, and give strength, health, happiness, and satisfaction. Such foods are juicy, fatty, wholesome, and pleasing to heart. Simple. Food that is a mode of passion are too bitter, too sour, salty, hot, pungent, dry, and burning are dear to those who are mode of passion. Such a food causes distress, misery, and disease. This is Lord Krishna. In the chapter 17, text 9, 8, 9, 10. Food prepared in the mode of 3 hours before being eaten. Food that is tasteless, decomposed, putrid. Food consisting of remnants and untouchable things are dear to those who are mode of darkness or ignorance. So, Krishna says that eat simple. What does he say? Patram pushpam phalam toyam. You just need to you can subsist, or if you offer everything what you eat, simple as patram pushpam phalam toyam, the fruit, leaf, grains, water. You offer to me, and then you are free from the all sinful activities, sin of that. Even to produce a grains and everything, there's so much the living entity gets, you know, hurt. When you are cultivating a land, there's many living entities living there, everything. So there is somewhat the killing is there. But that grain which is offered to Krishna, Krishna says, I will take all those the sinful sin activities. He says in the Yagya Sista Sinashinto, Muchyante Sarva Kilvisai, Unjitite Togam Papa, E Pachanti, Atma Karanat. Those devotees of Lord are released from all kinds of sins because they eat food which is offered first to sacrifice of Krishna. Others, those who prepare food for personal enjoyment, verily eat only sin. This is Bhagavad Gita. And Krishna says, Yat karosi yat jaho yat yasnasi yat jahosi dadasi yat yat tapasisi konteya tat kurushva mad arpanam. Whatever you do, whatever you eat, whatever you offer or give away, whatever you austerity you perform, do that also Kunti as an offering to me. Then, so Krishna here is saying, you do it as offering to me, then I take away all the anything that's sinful in that Dhammi. Krishna takes that. So, such is the
dilemma.
Such is the ramification of a simple thing, that if we can have a meatless diet, even in one, if everybody in the world goes meatless diet for a day, that will save 150 million animals. That is cruelty free. That's you know. So so it's recommended that it's not required. We consuming of meat is not needed. We can survive without the meat. Without meat, we have a plenty of fruits, vegetables, grains, dairy products that we can all eat and be remain healthy for our whole life. So I'll end here. Is there any questions or comment? The topic was today was just a very drastic or very very gruesome, but it needs to be discussed. We need to be aware that this is what's happening out there. Then we, as our responsibility, to make this information available to those people who are actually consuming this diet. Hare Krishna. Yes, Krishna.
Do people get reactions if they, by accidentally, they eat meat and they don't know if meat is in that thing?
Right. So the question is, if a person eats not knowing the reaction or action reaction behind the eating meat, if he just eats it, is he liable? Right. Is that your question? Is he punishable? If a person just goes and steals from somebody and says, I'm sorry, I didn't know stealing was not good, is he going to be liable or not liable?
Liable?
Yes. Similarly, the ignorance is not an excuse. Yeah. You can say, I didn't know, I was not supposed to do. I didn't know, I was not supposed to drive on the wrong side of the road. Will the Panya law say law will give you punishment because you are driving on the wrong side of the road? You cannot have excuses. So you need to know the law.
Yeah.
So it's the karma, law of karma will work regardless if you don't know or if you don't know. Yeah, but it's better to know. Yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm. In my country, they never do that, so I will never assume to check even the ingredients of the yogurt.
Okay.
So sometimes if we take these things without knowing, like some other ingredients, like an appa or something, like you will never think of taking these ingredients, how much liable you will be?
So the Matthew's question is that sometimes we... For example, simple as yogurt as in the dairy product, which is okay, but they add this ingredient called gelatin in there. If it's unknowingly, if that's taken, what's the consequence? What's the ramification? See, you cannot be 100% a cruelty free in this material. It's hard. You walk, you breathe in. You're breathing lots of, hundreds of germs inside. You're driving in this, so many insects are being killed. So, therefore, if that is done unknowingly, something is done, yes, that's very, very minimum. If not, Krishna will say, he can. He's got that ability, and pray to Krishna that it was done out of the ignorance, and he's got the ability to say yes, it was done in the ignorance, it was not done. Crime that is done in the ignorance is less punishable if it's done knowingly. So if it's done something out of... Yes, ma'am.
One of the posts had this big thing where the farmers were in Australia, was in big drought, and they had these ads on TV saying donate to the farmers money, So this was I think a couple of years ago, and I thought, oh, I really do want to support the farmers with vegetables. So I wanted to make a donation, but at least 2-3 times I totally forgot when I was in post to actually do it. Then when I went home, I saw the ad, the same cause. They said, help the farmers, and they showed this farmer, and he was a sheep farmer, and he was saying how, sheep is layers or whatever. And then I began to really think that, oh my God, I want to give this donation to go to the fruit and vegetable farmers, but then they're showing all these other farmers as well, so I didn't want my, I didn't know if I donate the money, whether I would be getting any bad karma, because I don't want it to go there, I want it to go here, so I didn't donate it, but I'm just wondering what's like that.
I mean, the question is that if sometime we can see in a great mask of these farmers or somebody, people are in need of some of support because of the droughts and different natural phenomena. Do we be part to help? Can we help? It depends. Yeah, if you know that the end result of the donation or something is going to be going towards the something, that's okay. Killing sheep or killing another animal or something. It's a questionable. Yeah. And if it's going to be, yes, genuinely used in the India where it's said to be used to help us, then yeah, maybe. You just have to use your intelligence and discuss and see what Shastra would say. That charity that is given to a unworthy or unqualified person is... It's considered low grade. But it's usually intelligence. This one.
Yeah. If someone has a medical condition and doctor is telling them, then you have to eat a fish oil, a medicine or something which is consuming meat or something like that. So he should do that or not, ignore that.
So you're saying that if the doctors now they if they prescribe you to eat something that's vitamins or something that contains a meat product, the non-based product, so we could show them? I would say no, because there are also other natural remedies that they can substitute that same vitamins and proteins that's required. If that contains an old product which is killed and harmed, and then it's better not to take it. Because there are out there, there's other products that are available which would do the same thing. Why would you kill animal, I mean, use the animal product which is killed? So, I wouldn't. Yes, John.
I take B12. Because I understand that vegetarians can be low in B12 and iron.
Mm-hmm.
My question was, just out of curiosity, when food is cooked here and such, do the chefs, are there any supplements like these added to the food at all? Or is it all sort of worked out?
Mm-hmm. No, there's nothing. No, it's just naturally whatever is in the vegetables, whatever is in the grains. Whatever is there, it's naturally is there. There's nothing extra added to make it more. The irons and B12s and everything, that can be, there's some products that have high in iron, like spinach and all that.
Yeah, they have a lot of spinach to get, you recommended.
There is a substitute that if you're really low, there is natural substitutes available on those like B12s and irons and all that.
Oh, it's available. Just a curiosity.
But yeah, in our kitchen, yeah, we don't specifically use, add extra just to, supplement, which is whatever is there by Krishna's grace, whatever is there by Krishna's arrangement on those grains, that'll be the,
Because certain products like rice, there is added nutrition to like B1 iron. Because people who they need that in their diet, so it's actually added. It's also in cereals.
It's not very required. People have proven, and we are living examples. And we're still talking to people, we're still running. As I don't think so, any of our counterpart who are not vegetarian are far way greatly better than non-veg. They're performing the equally same, if not better. But for as we saw the scientifically and how much destruction it creates, just in order to just get meat diet on your plate.
I was just the curiosity, that was all.
Yeah.
If I have this knowledge myself, I know what to do.
it's not in our kitchen that we don't have extra, just to supplement, but whatever is there by your on his own. Yeah. Yes, ma'am.
Usually, if we are healthy, we don't have any deficiencies. For example, iron can be deficient if you have some disease which is like bleeding internal or something.
Mm-hmm.
Also, if you have cancer, a lot of iron is used for in that metabolic process
mm-hmm.
in the body.
Mm-hmm.
So that they usually lack that. And also vitamin B12 is a lot deficient in those who can have parasites, because parasites, they use a lot of vitamin B12.
Mm-hmm.
So someone who has vitamin B12 deficiency in long run, they need to check for parasites.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, general checkup is required, and then there is a remedy available to use it.
And it's no point taking more vitamin B12 because you're feeding the parasites. You need first to address the issue why you have
mm-hmm.
deficiency.
Right, okay, yeah, that's a good point.
if you have a B12 for a long period of time, there could be some other cause that might have caused, like a parasite, you say?
A parasite is one of them.
Mm. So you get maybe get checked.
Yeah, there is too much antibiotics which destroys the flora in the body.
Mm-hmm.
So
antibiotics, yeah. Mm. Well, so thank you.
Thank you.
Atajamad Bhagavatam Ki Jai, Sarva Bhagavatam Ki Jai.